Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. For this Wednesday, September 9th, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. And today we have yet another fabulous show for you. It is our 30-minute shot in the arm, our midweek update, to help get us over that hump day till we can get more fabulous tips, tricks, tools, and information financially to create independence financially for ourselves and our families. This week's key is going to be Remember Real Estate, and we have some fabulous guests coming up. We have Tom Krantz for our Investor's Edge, and he's going to talk all about the world of franchising this week and the flight to franchising, because as the economy has taken its turn and people are becoming displaced professionally, they're rethinking what security means to them. And as we always discuss here on the show, security is what we create within. It's not something an employer or a pension will give us. And a lot of folks are quietly turning to franchising. So we thought we would explore that opportunity with Tom this Saturday. And as well, we have a real estate guru to talk with us. Phyllis Smith will be joining us for our Keys guest. And she's going to talk about the importance in building wealth through real estate and how you can become financially independent and have other people build your wealth. Isn't that a great concept? Wow, I think that is. And so we're going to have her on, and we're going to talk all about that this weekend. But I'd like to go over last week's show. And the reason why is we had some really great guests that brought forth a ton of incredible information, but for the Create Credit Key, I didn't get a chance, I felt, to really fully talk about what Create Credit is and the point of that key. We got to talk a little bit about it, but not to the degree that I wanted to talk about. So we're not going to do any minutes on your money this week for the midweek update. We're going to save those all for this weekend. And let me tell you, we're going to talk about the four signs of why your home values could be dropping. And we're also going to talk about the wide, weird world of what's going on with those stimulus dollars. And you are going to be entertained but definitely disgusted when you find out what your hard-earned tax dollars has been spent on. But I'd like to go back to last week's key and Create Credit. Whether you were starting out or starting over, credit is a phenomenal tool to help you build wealth and to leverage yourself. But credit is so misused. And I'm not exactly sure where it comes from, but I believe it's a combination of things that lead us to make mistakes with credit. Credit is an extension of money in the form of a tool called credit to help facilitate purchases, okay? And for that privilege of borrowing that money regularly, you pay a fee. That's called interest, okay? Now, credit is not your money, okay? That's where a lot of people go wrong. And with the media and our generation that has been spoiled, and let me tell you, it wasn't my generation, but it was the one that followed me. All of the baby boomers that were having kids wanted to give their kids the things that they didn't have. They didn't teach them values and responsibility, and so they feel entitled to their parents' lifestyle and their parents' hard work. And we have, and especially with this next generation coming up, with all of the conveniences that modern technology has provided us, and because we are such an instant gratification society, we feel entitled to our parents' lifestyles for some reason. I didn't, and and I'm glad because I didn't want my mother's lifestyle, and I chose to go create one for myself. But that seems to be, that passion and drive seems to be lost in that era of where we raised children, that everybody gets a trophy, and we're all winners, and it was all about focusing on self-esteem. So we created a generation or two of egomaniacs. And these people put out a subpar quality of work, and they expect to be remunerated as if they worked just as hard and created a high-quality piece of work. And this has spilled over into our spending habits. And so we've translated this entitlement mentality and all of this into our credit card. So not only do we not realize that a credit card is a privilege, but we've treated it as a right. We also feel as if that we're entitled to that somehow. And even though our income and our current lifestyle should dictate a different level of spending, for some reason that it's okay if we are an entry-level worker to wear, you know, $1,000 loafers by Ferragamo or Louis Vuitton for some reason, even though we haven't really earned that. And our income dictates our lifestyle, not our credit. But what happened in the last few years that really led to the housing crisis is so many people with this same mentality felt like, oh, okay, my house is worth more. So they treated it like an ATM machine and went out and borrowed that money and blew it all. And so everybody's wondering when we're going to get back to those levels, and we never will, because it was artificial. The money didn't really exist. People were renting the profit in their homes. Okay, you do not realize a profit or a gain, whether it's real estate or stocks, until you sell something. Value is just a term that is an intangible number until you make an agreement to sell an asset. And that's when the value gets established. If you're just holding it, the value is subjective. It's not until you go to sell it and another person, that buyer, affixes a value to it, because they are assigning the value by what they're willing to pay for your asset. Okay? And I'm trying to make these terms as simple as possible without getting too caught up in things. But my point for telling you this is that we need to step back if we've been one of those people that have made the mistake, and reevaluate what we've done with our credit. And now some of us are experiencing mortgage lenders that did home equity lines of credit that are calling our notes due, because now the property that we collateralized that debt with isn't worth it anymore. And so all of a sudden people are having $100,000 notes coming due. They're having all of their credit cards balances slashed, if not removed totally, and now people are just stuck paying them off without the ability to go out and charge. Or we haven't properly prioritized our credit in the sense of our dollars are limited now because we've been displaced by employment. Either we lost our job totally, or we lost our job and we found another one, but it's definitely not cutting the mustard. And so many people get worried and hung up with this whole credit score thing, and they don't realize the importance of credit quality. And they're so worried about being able to continue to keep up the facade of this lifestyle that really isn't theirs, and go out and spend money. So they try to keep their credit cards current because they make their credit card payments because they're fixated on score and they're fixated on their ability to continue to spend at egregious levels. But they also flake on their mortgage. And there's nothing more important than the roof over your head. And regardless of what FICO 08 has done and what they're talking about in the future about changing the scoring model to make these foreclosures not seem so bad, a foreclosure is incredibly terrible. It is super bad for you to have that happen, okay? Especially if it was because you were an egomaniac and you were busy gratifying your ego. And this may sound harsh, but you know what? I'm call it like I see it, you know? There are so many people that worked really hard that didn't go out and do those things that are also being punished, and they're being unfairly lumped in with all of these other people who, you know, went out and gratified their ego and went and spent beyond their means, and now they're having problems, and the people that were truly in foreclosure because it was no fault of their own are having trouble trying to get things corrected. And our credit, our mortgage obligation is the most important piece of credit we have. Forget about all the credit cards. The roof over your head, your single largest debt usually, and the collateralized debt is the most important debt on your credit report. So many people will worry about making payments on their credit cards, and they want their credit cards current, but then they flake on their housing payment. And that's just the most ridiculous thing, because there's nothing more important than a roof over your head. It doesn't matter how many credit cards you have in your wallet if you're homeless, okay? And we have to focus and prioritize on what's important. So if you are in a crisis management mode, and this advice is for crisis management mode people, what you need to be doing is you need to be making that mortgage payment. Now, if you've missed a couple and can't catch up the whole balance, if you can make a full complete payment, that will stop the deterioration of your credit. And you'll probably have to flake on some of your credit cards, because most people, their credit card debt is minimum payment at least as much or more than their current housing obligation. So, yes, you can make your house payment, but you got to stop making your credit card payments. And this is about being realistic, because credit is not a one-time thing. When someone tells me, oh, yeah, I've got an 800 FICO, well, when was that? Okay. And if they say, oh, yeah, I pulled my credit a couple years ago, I'm an 800. No. Your credit is just a snapshot of that particular moment in time. And the good thing is, no matter how bad we screw up, whether the mistake is our fault or the fault of a circumstance we can't control, like employment, being displaced because you got into a car accident, you're not able to work for a while, or you have a baby, or you have to take on the care of an indigent parent, or you have a special needs child, all these things can happen to us that we're not prepared for. And you know, we make mistakes, but just because you have made a mistake doesn't mean it's a death sentence with your credit. That's the beauty of credit, because it is a living document, your credit report and your credit score, and it changes every day. And you can fix or right the wrong things through time. Time heals all wounds, just like when you skin your knee as a kid and you thought, oh, no. You know what? If you look at your knees now, they're probably healed. And time will fix a credit report just the same. So when we talk about crisis management and what do we do when we lose our job, first off, all extra spending must be cut, especially if we're doing it on credit. No more credit cards. Okay, if we don't have cash, we can't afford to pay for it, end of story. Then we have to go through all of the current debts that we have on our credit report and evaluate what's most important. Your housing, a roof over your head, is the most important thing you can pay for. Now, if your home was bought on an arm and you bought above your means, but because you were talked into this particular loan and it was at 2% when you first started, that was okay, maybe staying in your home isn't the right thing to do. You have to evaluate what that is. Maybe you need to find alternative residences, which means going out and renting something else so you can get out of your house while you have good credit, because, you know, landlords pull your credit to find out what your payment history is like and what your current obligations are to make sure you can afford to rent from them. And then you need to liquidate that property. But if your house is within your means and you are able and willing to make that payment, then that's got to be your primary obligation, okay? Food, clothing, and shelter. All right, that's the basic steps of Maslow's hierarchy, and that's how we're going to manage our credit. Because the sooner that we get over the hump, the faster that we can correct it. And if you remember, our guest, Kenny Goldie, taught us techniques on how to renegotiate all of that escalating debt. So you can do his techniques at the same time as you're prioritizing your crisis management. So we identify that yes or no, we can stay in our current property. And if it's yes, then we're going to make our mortgage payment in full every month, regardless of how many we missed. We can start paying again, because your mortgage company does not want to go through the expense and cost of a foreclosure. So tell the mortgage company that I may have missed a couple payments, but I'm going to be on time from here forward. Then the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to call up each one of our current credit cards and tell them that, yes, we're able to pay, or no, we're not able to pay. If, yes, we are able to pay, you need to negotiate your rate down. and they would rather have you paying something, because credit card companies know during these times part of something is better than all of nothing. And if you stop paying on an obligation, they're going to get all of nothing, regardless of what the interest rate is. So if they can help you out by reducing your interest rate like 4 or 5 points, that's going to change your monthly obligation to them, because your minimum payment is going to go down because you won't have as much interest piling up. And if you can reduce that, that's great, and to continue to pay on those obligations. For the ones that you can't pay on, you need to call those companies too and bite the bullet and explain to them what's happened. Look, I've lost my job. I got in a car accident and I can't work. We just had a death of an income-producing spouse. Whatever it is, tell the truth, because they will appreciate that. They're human beings on the other side of the phone too. And you need to tell them what's gone on, and you want to ask for a forbearance first, because what's nice about a forbearance is they eliminate payments that are due. All they do is tack it onto your balance, so your balance will go up. But if you take and postpone those payments and there's not one due, then they can't mark you late on your credit. So it helps to preserve your credit. Now, I've got a few more techniques that I want to talk to you coming up that will help you with a crisis management of your current state of affairs financially, and help you get back on track and not destroy your credit too bad. And you won't have to file bankruptcy, and you won't have to pay for somebody else to clean your credit, because all of that is kind of just a scam. But first, we're going to have a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more of the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio, right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Midweek update, Wednesday hump day, your 30-minute shot in the arm. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. And the Unlock Your Wealth radio broadcast is designed for you. Each week, we talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools that are designed for everyone, man, woman, and child alike, to help manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of financial independence. And today is no different. We're talking about last week's key, the Create Credit Key, and we're specifically talking about crisis management. It's almost like we are in a special segment this week. So as we were talking before the break on crisis management, and we were talking about what we can do to help get ourselves out of the pickle that we're in, we've identified our housing issue because that's primary, food, shelter, water. And either we're staying in our homes and we're making our mortgage payments, even though we may have flaked on them at some point. We are making our full minimum payment on time again to pick up where we left off, even though we have a few where we've missed possibly. And now we're calling our creditors, and we're telling them, I have been a good payer in the past, but I need some help here, and I want to reduce my interest rate. And remember, you know, these people work for the bank. They don't work for you. They're a facilitator of the bank's needs. So while they will help you, if you're not getting satisfaction, call up again. Just ask for a supervisor. If they don't give you a supervisor, thank them, hang up, call up again. Because you know what? All of us roll out of bed on the wrong side some days. So sometimes you're going to find one of those customer service people. So just keep calling back and be vigilant and persistent. And keep calling back until you find somebody who is willing to help you, because that's going to be the key for you to succeed in negotiating these payments. Now, when you call these other ones, we also talked about forbearances, saying, look, I can't make this payment. Okay, I have to make my mortgage payment first. I have to provide a roof over my head for my family, so I am unable to do this. Now, if you are experiencing a temporary interruption of income, like you just got in a car accident, you can't walk or something like that, and or perform your job, like if you broke your hand and you lift boxes all day, that happens. And so if you know that this is just a temporary interruption of your income, you can explain that to them. And then they can do a forbearance where they take what your payments are that would be due, and then they just add it back to your balance. So it raises your balance but eliminates your payment for this month or however many months you can get it. Some will go up to 6 months, but some will only give you 2 months at a pop. Now, remember, when you negotiate all of this stuff, keep making your payments until you get it in writing that this forbearance has been approved. Otherwise, it's going to show your debt is starting to default. Now, if you have maxed out a card and you're just accumulating fees on fees and you're over limit, this is probably a candidate for one that you want to let go and then renegotiate to get a lower payoff balance. Now, you want to call all of your creditors and tell them what's up. If they're not going to do a forbearance and they're not going to reduce your interest rate and work with you, then you just need to reprioritize those people to the bottom of the pile. And the reason why is you've got to take care of you and your family. And you don't want to destroy the income that you have, what little money you have, either in a kitty that you're living off of if your income's been interrupted or whatever the reduced stream of income is. You want to preserve that for the important things during your current economic crisis, your personal economic crisis. So once you let that debt go, as we learned from last week's guest, Kenny Goldie, once you let that debt go, okay, then you become in a position to renegotiate that debt, and they're going to start calling you if you don't call them, but you want to be proactive, so you want to miss a few payments. And this is for crisis management. This is not financial health and wellness. So we're talking about our Help with Money series. We're not talking about our Keys to Riches. This is what we do when we're in a crisis situation. We want to let the debt go, and we want to let it go for a couple months, because what collection companies know is the likelihood of getting any payment on that debt is strongest in the first 90 days the debt goes bad. So if you let a couple months go by and then call them up and try to be proactive and explain to them what happened, say, hey, look, I lost my job, I got another one, but it only makes half the money, and I need to have a place for my kids to live. It's unrealistic for me to be homeless to continue to pay this debt. And they're going to have fees tacked on fees, and now you're in a position to close out that account and negotiate it and reduce whatever you owe on it. So if it's, you know, $1,000, $3,000, $5,000, whatever it is, if you stop making the payments on it, you'll have, A, all of that extra money back every month for a couple of months. So you might be able to negotiate a lump sum payoff. Okay, that's what's so spectacular about this opportunity. Now, stop freaking out about your credit score, because lenders look at credit quality more than they do credit score. And the fact that you chose to service your mortgage as your primary housing obligation over all of this other garbage tells the lender that your home is important to you. So the next time you need to get a loan or refinance your current mortgage, even though you'll have had this hiccup where you see all of this credit that's been dinged, they'll know that your priorities were straight and that you thought of your largest obligation and your mortgage obligation first. Because if a lender sees that you paid all your credit cards on time but you had a foreclosure, they're going to know your priorities are totally out of whack, and they know that if they make another underwriting decision to give you a new mortgage and you get in a crisis situation, you're going to do the same thing. You know, you're going to flake on your mortgage but pay your credit cards. That is a totally out of whack priority, and it goes against Maslow's hierarchy. And we need to allow our egos to get out of the way. This is part of our first key. In acceptance and affirmation, we come to terms with ourselves. And this isn't about finger-pointing, okay? This is about setting your ego aside and admitting that you goofed up, okay? It doesn't matter how or why. Just take responsibility for your actions, because you'll never fix it unless you admit that there's a mistake that needs to be addressed. So there are so many more tips, tricks, tools, and information, and this week, in our bookstore, you are going to find our Credit Success Kit. You can download it or you can order it online, and it will be out this week. So if you would like to figure out the rest of the things that you need to be doing with your credit, take a moment and surf over to the website. We will have that linked up this week, and you'll be able to buy our Credit Success Kit to help get you on your way. If in the meantime, you want to download last week's episode and listen to all the tips that Kenny Goldie gave us about restructuring our debt or eliminating our debt, and also our guest from CarLoan.com, so we can figure out what we need to do to renegotiate and find the best new cards that we should be carrying in our wallet. Again, we have a fabulous show coming up this Saturday. It's Remember Real Estate, and we've got some spectacular guests. Again, we have Phyllis Smith and Tom Krantz joining us to talk about investing and building wealth through real estate. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern, or I'm sorry, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are not a subscriber to the eZine and you were interested in playing the trivia, make sure you sign up at eZine@unlockyourwealth.com or surf over to the website, www.unlockyourwealth.com, for all kind of tools to help you build financial independence for you and your family. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you Saturday.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America, I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.